different is it for you having to prepare? Maybe three different guys might be behind you.
Something that we've done here before. You know, it's not too long ago that we did this before in 2011, you know, and, you know, if everything is down south for Matt this week, then, you know, TJ and Case are the guys. And, you know, obviously this week will be big competition for them. And you know, Coach Kubiak and the rest of the staff will pick out the best one for the job. But all we can do is prepare, and that's what we're doing right now.
Chris, when you think that Case has not been active for a game yet, how far has he come the time you've watched him, the short time he's been here?
Big time. He's made huge strides. I mean, you guys see what he could do in the preseason. And to have, you know, TJ, a guy who's been a playoff-winning quarterback here and led this team in the past, and Case Keenum, who is one of the statistically better quarterbacks in college football history. It's a pretty good couple backups to be able to have just in case Shop can't go.
What's your take on the mood of the team and the atmosphere and all that with all that y'all been through?
There's a lot of veterans on this team to the point where they've been through a lot with other teams, and they can bring up the young guys and let them know that the season's not over by any means. We get this win, and, you know, a couple of things happen. We're sitting at first place again in the division, so all you can do is focus in on week to week, and it hasn't been going our way the past month, and we understand that, and we haven't been playing the kind of ball we need to play, you know, offensively, defensively, special teams. But all you can do is your job, and everything will come together.
Chris, what does it say about the makeup of this locker room that, despite the struggles over the last month, there's no finger pointing, there's no calling people out? I mean, you guys are staying united.
It's the way it has to be. It's a strong character of the team. And like I said before, the older guys are bringing along the younger guys, and understand that, you know, when that kind of stuff starts happening, the team starts separating. And all you can do right now is stay together.
How different is the offense, Chris, when TJ's back there compared to when Case is back here?
Nothing. I mean, they're the quarterbacks, and you don't change the offense for a specific quarterback. The quarterback comes in here and runs the same offense. And no matter if we have, you know, Matt, a 10-year guy, compared to Case, a second-year guy, it's going to be the same one.
Rick, the difference in the style of play between TJ and Case, is there anything that changes for you guys blocking for them?
No. I mean, like I said before, the offense doesn't change, so your way of blocking isn't going to change, you know. And, you know, obviously they're – Case is an untested guy for in-season, so we don't know exactly how that's going to be. But, you know, he's prepared himself to be able to go out there and play if need be.
Chris Rigdonson said that their defensive line offers no void or escape for a quarterback, because even the nose tackle rushes well, challenges that they provide.
All across the board. They're one of the better defensive fronts in football right now. And, you know, just as evidence from last week when they played Oakland with the 10 sacks, it's something you got to prepare for as an offense, and selfishly as an offensive line, we're going to this game. It's the best, you know, defensive line that we've faced so far. And they don't have any slouches on the second level or third level either, so we got to be prepared.
Chris, do you have any reasons why these quarterbacks are vying for that spot, TJ and Case?
You guys aren't going to get out of me. It's a competition, and it's been that way, you know, in training camp when they were vying for that backup spot, and it's going to be that way this week, you know. And it's, you know, like I said before, TJ's a guy that's proven in the past in this offense, and Case is a guy that has worked his way up the ladder in the past couple years in preseasons and has proved himself in college ranks, and hopefully that'll be this way, you know.
They both are perceived as winners and leaders.
Exactly. And that we're preparing for either one. And, you know, they split the reps today out at practice, and best one at the end of the week is going to get the job, I'm assuming. That's not my call. I'm glad it's not my call.
Can you imagine how hard Matt is trying to get back out there and do what he has to do?
Yeah. If you guys could see the work that he's putting in right now, and he's just one of the fiercest competitors. I said it after the game, and he's just always been that way. And he'd go out there with a huge brace on, which did, you know, in the past before having a huge brace and playing, he'd go out there and be able to play no matter what. It just speaks for his character as well.